What a podcast.
If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are. Got a dirty car? Clean it up at the Brownsville Car Wash. Just 5 miles off of I-5.
Exit 216.
If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are.
Hi, kids.
Hi.
Welcome to the pot-smoking fucking comedy show.
This is your only begotten show.
Today we talk about Chinese amputations and the shitty meth road.
Mm-hmm. And my laundry getting all meth-like strung out.
We talk about Woods of the Owl. Can we get a good call from Bill Clinton? See ya.
316. Didn't Steve Austin use that?
Yeah. That was his.
So you know what that is? John 3:16. It's for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son.
Hmm. Why did he have to be so begotten?
He's getting got by everybody. He's the lizard queen. She can do anything.
For God so loved the world, he gave you Terry and Guy's comedy show.
His only podcast.
His only begotten podcast.
Hi-yo, and welcome to the Terry and Getch Only Begotten Comedy Show. We've only been gotten in 103 countries so far, but we're working on world domination. My name is Terry. I'm one of the hosts. The other host is across the table.
I'm Getch!
He's Getch. He's having a Getch attack.
Getch.
And I hadn't heard these fellas in the background for a while, so I figured I'd bust out some Mastodon. This song's called Mother Puncher. Which is not a good thing to be, because your mother begot you.
Mm-hmm.
She pushed you out of her vagina, which is a small hole to push a baby out of. So you shouldn't punch her. Maybe you can punch inside the womb. Mother kicker.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. A lot of babies do that.
Yeah, they kick all day.
Mm-hmm.
All the day.
Yep.
I had to make a detour today on the way to the podcast.
Ooh.
I had to go through Lebanon.
Oh, man, I bet you that was real war-torn, huh?
Dude, Beirut. It was fucking rude, dude.
I was trying to remember the layout of the streets in Lebanon the other day.
I know. I used my navigator, even though I know Lebanon, like, mm-hmm. the back of my penis.
Mm-hmm.
Had to go over on William Street, just a couple blocks off of Oak, mm-hmm. and drop the godson off over there at his sister's dad's house. Spend some time, go eat some pizza with the sisters.
Right on.
Hasn't seen his sisters for a couple weeks. And then I got to go back over there and pick him up after we're done.
That's cool. Yeah. Yeah, I was trying to remember the whole layout. But everything's changed, though, since I've really...
New shit going up everywhere.
Yeah. Like, I mean, even the middle school. I know it's been over 10 years probably since they tore that down now.
I know. You can't even sell pot there anymore.
I know.
Sucks, man, because that was my best customer, so yeah. 11 at middle school.
Yeah, they had those huge, that huge school out there now is the middle school, right? Like over by the hospital?
I don't even know.
All right.
Is there a school out by the hospital? Because I go out there more than I go anywhere because my wife has
so. That big building across from the...
It's a school, but it's not a kid's school. It's a doctor school.
Oh, that's right.
It's like a college for
school.
It's a college for practicing physicians.
Yeah, for people to cut you up.
They're just practicing.
And split you open.
That's right. It's hump day. I forgot to say it.
Yeah, it is hump day.
This is our 214th episode. We can keep track easy in season 6 because they're all... The number of the episode is plus 200.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're plugging along, doing our thing.
Mm-hmm.
Hope you guys are having a good day today. The sun's still out. That's awesome.
It's the only begotten sun.
Yeah, it's the only one we got.
And speaking of which, you know, God screwed up last week.
Yeah, what did he do?
He allowed 6,000 Vatican gold coins.
Ooh, I saw that.
Yeah, they messed up the spelling. And God allows everything, right?
It's a typo.
So, yeah, instead it says leases.
Is it?
Proves.
I thought it,
yeah.
What does it say?
Leases.
Oh, is it an L?
Yeah.
I thought it was an I. I just glanced at
it. It might have been
an
I.
I thought it was Isis.
No, it might have been. I thought it was Lisa's because then it proves the point that he was a lizard.
Lisa's.
Mm-hmm.
Ow. Wow. Mm.
Jesus.
I am Lisa's.
Jesus Lizard.
Hey, that's a band.
Yeah.
Those guys are not bad either. My cold's almost gone. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty awesome. Also, on Monday, we had a phone call interview with Sean Yancey McLean. And I noticed that he said that in that SwearNet movie, they use prosthetics.
Yeah.
And they, I guess, probably cutting people's limbs off and stuff. Mm-hmm. But that reminded me of a crazy Chinese story.
All right.
The Floridians have been dormant and not getting in trouble for the crazy shit they do, I guess, because it hasn't been in the news. But
Floro-China.
Yeah, in Boding, China, which is B-O-A-D-I-N-G, Boding. You want to go boating, dude? A Chinese man who used a metal saw and a knife to amputate his own leg has been offered free surgery to remove his other leg. That doesn't really sound like that great of a deal. Because I have one leg and I wouldn't want free surgery. But the extenuating circumstances will be revealed here. I like saying Chinese names like Xing Yang Lang, 47, of Boding in Hefei province, was diagnosed with an arterial embolism in his leg after he began suffering pain in 2012. And he was told he would only have 3 months to live if he did not have his leg amputated.
Ooh.
However, Obamacare did not cover Xing Chang Chong in China, and he could not afford the surgery at the hospital.
Uh-huh.
Local doctor refused to carry out the procedure pro bono. Xing ended up sawing his own leg off in April. And check this out. He had to go to the dentist afterwards because he lost 3 teeth from biting down on a piece of wood while he was cutting his leg off. That's fucking
intense. Did Obamacare cover him under that?
No, not in China. We owe them. And I know, how much money do we owe them? 800 million, something weird like that.
You know, I looked this up. You know what happens if we default on that loan?
What?
Nothing.
They take our country.
Nope. They can't.
Yeah.
All it would be was like, you know, let's say you owe $10,000 to somebody and they came knocking on your door.
You don't have it.
You don't got any money. What are they going to do? You can't bleed a turnip.
They're going to call you every 2 days and say,
this is a phone call from Mr. Terry Gill. This is the law offices of the Felix Papalotta. And this is an attempt to collect a debt.
The only thing that would happen to the nation is it would become harder to borrow money because we would lose our credit standing.
Yeah.
But why, if we have such a big debt and everybody's always bitching about the debt, why do we need to be borrowing money and have a good credit rating anyway?
I know. That's like every human on this earth.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need a good... I mean, I laugh in the face of creditors who send me a bill from a collection agency for $231. Mm-hmm. We owe China $800 million plus, probably more. Are you really worried about that $231? Yeah. You are. And you're going to try to garnish my wages. But you can't because I'm untouchable. I am Elliot Ness. But anyway, so this guy cut his own leg off. And then he made an appeal to the public when he was diagnosed with another arterial embolism in his other leg.
Mm. Oh, and so that was just the first leg.
So I think this is, yeah, the first leg. But this guy's name is Zeng, and it's spelled Z-H-E-N-G. And his doctor's name is Zhang. Spelled Z.
Zing, zang. Let me cut your leg off.
His name, the doctor, is Zhang Quang of the Shanghai Wodi Medical Center. He came forward and offered to amputate the remaining leg for free. You also get a free piece of wood to bite down on, and I will be using an electric turkey knife. That's just a joke. But I feel sorry for the dude because I have one leg.
That would work until it gets down to the bone.
Dude, I rewatched Evil Dead, the new one, because it was in this computer that my wife got.
So that's the third remake of Evil Dead, basically. Remake of Evil Dead.
I guess, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in a way. But it was...
All right.
I'd noticed that I must have fallen asleep in the theater a couple times, because there were parts that I didn't recall that were pretty awesome. But
They lace your butter...
I guess.
They lace it with turkey.
They lace my weed with more weed. And if I smoke a bunch of weed and go into a dark room, I'll fall asleep. whether the movie's awesome and loud or not. Mm-hmm. Because yep. I need light and movement. I got to get up every once in a while and go get a something.
Yeah.
Go take a bong hit. Mm-hmm. So
if it gets exciting, you got to stand up right next to the TV.
So they took little parts of the Evil Dead original and like did little plays on them, kind of like, mm-hmm. like she cut her hand off. And instead of the hand coming after her, well, she ended up, she cut her arm off, like, right up here, like, on her bicep with one of those electric knives. And when it hit the bone, dude, it was pretty gnarly. It was a pretty bloody, gnarly movie. If you're into that stuff, it wasn't, I kind of wish I would have never seen Evil Dead in the first place. You know what I mean? I mean.
Until later.
Yeah, or maybe if I thought it was a different movie.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't based on that. Because it was loosely, I mean, it was a group of people rather than just a couple people. And
Too many similarities to really enjoy.
A chick was trying to kick meth. That was an interlaced added plot line.
Yeah.
And she dumped all of her meth into this well. And then they, you know.
Well.
I know. It was ridiculous. Dude, I had a weird thing happen the other night. As I was watching this movie at like 1:30 in the morning. I got this friend. I've talked about him before. He has no middle name. I'm going to leave it at that for now because you know who I'm talking about. And only the
E.B. Cooper.
And only the listeners who've paid attention to the show will know who I'm talking about because this is kind of a weird story. So lately, this guy, and he's never had a problem or even used meth at all. But all of a sudden, he shows up at my house. I hadn't seen him for a couple months. And he's got like sores all over. So he's got sores on his ears. He's got sores on his face. He looks like he's lost 20 pounds. He's all sucked. He looks like he'd been up for a week. My dad saw him in the store from a distance, and I saw my dad at his house. And I said, hey, that guy with no middle name showed up the other day, and he's like, I saw him in the store. He looked like he'd been on a one-week bender.
You've been on a one-week
bender. And so he's acting all weird. He's saying weird, acting tweaked out. So this has been going on for a month or so. He comes by once in a while and acts all weird and does weird shit. He shows up at my house at 1:20 in the morning, knocks on the door. I don't even know why I answered the door. I thought maybe he could have been in trouble. He has a secret knock that he does. It's always this one. So I know that's the dude with no middle name. So I go to the door and he's like, dude, and he tells me this fucking Twilight Zone story about going out to the local gas station by the freeway there because he was going to trade some weed for some gas. And then the guy that was supposed to be working there, he said there was people working there that I'd never seen there. And I go there every day. He goes, and they told me that that dude doesn't work here this shift. He goes, but he does. And he's been working there for months, that shift. And then he's like, and do you have like a towel or something I could borrow? Because there's some weird shit on my windshield. And when I pulled into your driveway, I couldn't even see through my window. I said, what is it? He's like, it's something spewing out of my engine compartment. He's got a minivan. It's like I was coming under the street light as I was coming to your house, and I could see it coming out and just going on my window. And by the time I turned the corner and got to your house, I couldn't even see out my window. I go, well, what is it?
Is that like a shadow or something?
I go, is it like dark fluid or is it, what is it? He's like, no, man. He's like, but it's weird. He's like, it has no smell. He's like, I try to smell with my finger. Nothing. He's like, so if I could borrow a towel or something, maybe I could borrow five, because bottom line, I couldn't get the gas because the guy wasn't there to trade me the weed, but I live 4 miles from here, which is another 4 miles from the freeway. I'm not even going to have enough money to gas to get home, and I didn't have any money. I just went out there because the guy told me just a weird, weird story. And so then my wife wakes up and goes out to smoke a cigarette, and I was like, hey, dude with no middle names out there, I don't know if he pulled out yet. He wanted to borrow $5 for gas, and he was acting all weird, and he said there was some stuff spraying out onto his windshield, and I gave him a towel so he could wipe it off. He's like, I hope you don't need this towel back, man, because it's pretty gnarly stuff. And I was like, is it oil or is it, like, what? He's like, no, man, it's weird. I was like, okay. And then, so she goes out, and then she comes back in. She's like, what a weirdo. He's still out there. I go, what's on his windshield? And she goes, nothing. She's like, I wiped it with my finger. There's nothing on there. And she goes, and I can see right through the window. I go, he said he couldn't even see through it. So then he comes back in. And he's like, that stuff is still coming out. He goes, and my car's not even running. He goes, and it's coming out on the outside and the inside. I go, what is it? He goes, it's like ashy kind of stuff or something.
Maybe he was like
seeing... Maybe he dumped his meth in the fucking... in the
something's going on.
I go, did you spill your ashtray in the vent? And he's like, no, no. I don't know what it is, man, but it's weird because it's still coming out. My car's not even running. And he's like, I'm in my pajamas, crashed out on the couch, just falling asleep. And he's like, could I ask you, could I bribe the fuck out of you and just ask you to give me a ride? And I was like, no, dude, I'm sorry, man. I'm sick. I'm sleeping. It's 1:30 in the morning. And this was Friday night.
Yeah.
So he goes, well, I guess I'll just try to make it out, try to make it home. I was like, dude, if you go home, you're not going to have enough gas to get back into town. Remember, you just told me that you, he's like, well, like, yeah, God, yeah, I guess I'm going to have to drive out to the freeway again and get $5 worth of gas and just try to drive home and hopefully I can wipe that stuff off my window so I can see. And it was all just a mirage that he was seeing in his clouded.
He sounded like he was 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 days in.
It's weird. And then he kept coming over in the middle of the daytime, and he's normally a worker.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, dude, you're not at work today? Oh, no, I'm on vacation. I see him next week. Still, you're not working? Oh, this is my last week of vacation. But it'd been like 3 weeks. You get 3 weeks vacation. And then I see him, and he doesn't have his good car anymore. He's got this old shitty minivan.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, where's your car, dude? He's like, oh, the transmission went out again. It's like the third time. I had to give it back. This is a loaner from the dude at the thing. It's like, okay. And then I was like, you know, back to work? Or I didn't even ask him anymore. But he's like, I got this $3,000 check that I need to cash, man, and no one will cash it. It's Saturday, and the bank's not open. Did you front me some weed? I was like, eh. Thought to myself, you're acting too shady lately. I don't have any, actually, is what I said.
Yeah.
And
Sounds like maybe he...
Dan is all, he lost his job, and he cashed out his 401k. That's where he got that check. He's not at work. And then he bought a bunch of weed, and he was like, trying to sell it, and nobody wants to buy any right now. And he's like, man, I don't have any money for gas or food or anything. Like, you just told me last week you had a $3,000 check.
But now you're trying. Yeah.
It was just weird. I hate to see people fall down that road. And he's never been, I've known him for 20, 30 years, and he's never done that stuff.
Maybe he got he lost his job, so he had to get rid of his car, and so he traded down to the one, but the guy who was trading down
gave him some meth.
Gave him some meth over cash, and he thought, I'll just sell this and double my money, but then he started experimenting around with it. Next thing you know, blam, you know?
Yeah.
Hey, can I, I'm going to roll it back to something we were talking about earlier.
Do it. That just came out of nowhere.
But have you heard of that show Ironside, either the new one or the old one?
I've heard of the old one with Raymond Burr. Roll around town like Raymond Burr. He was in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
And the Beastie Boys immortalized him in that song I just quoted.
And so, you know, okay, now that was way back in the day.
Black and white.
Mm-hmm. And now the new one is like 3 episodes in or whatever.
I didn't even know there was a new one.
Yeah, and there's people going, I can't believe he's being played by a black man. But what I'm wondering is...
Oh, he's being played by a black man?
Yeah.
Who is it?
I can't remember. But but I'm wondering, isn't it time to have... Why isn't somebody who is bound to a wheelchair... There's an actor who is bound to a wheelchair who could play that role.
Stephen Hawking. No.
How many actors? You know,
I don't know.
Because an actor who is wheelchair bound.
Tom Cruise?
Can't play standing up roles.
No.
So why not give those roles to, you know, the people that can play him?
Yeah. Well, Raymond Burr wasn't a.
Well, exactly. But that was back in the day, though.
So you're saying.
He probably wasn't even drinking out of the same drinking fountain as Miles Davis.
Probably not, because wasn't that pre-Perry Mason, or was that after Perry Mason?
It was pre-Perry Mason.
Yeah.
You know what was pre-Munsters I was watching the other night? Pre-Munster Al Lewis on the Car 54, Where Are You?
Ah, Al Lewis.
With Tootie and Mulroon.
Yeah.
Yeah. That one guy was like, ooh, I know. That guy was
over actor kind of.
Yeah.
It was funny though.
It was still pretty silly and and funny the things that they had going on. There was one where they went in, these people were trying to, it was that classic old comedy, you don't see it much these days, where people bought, get into a business to try to drill into the bank through the wall of the back of the business.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, to get $5 million.
Yep.
And then the cops go in there and go, man, this restaurant looks horrible, let us help you clean up. So they patch over the hole for them that they'd been drilling. And then they're like, we got all the cops coming down here. You got to get up. We need more hash browns. And so while their criminal boss is away, they brought in a chef and everything, and they're running like a restaurant. He comes back, and he's like, what's going on? The pretty slapstick silliness.
Sounds like it.
And geez, Fred Gwynne, he looked like he was in his 20s.
Did he still talk like he did?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Sometimes young is better.
A subtle slapstick style, almost.
Yeah. Well, that was popular back then, you know? Mm-hmm. Not as popular anymore.
No. Nope.
I don't know why. Why?
I don't know. It seems like it's more...
excuse me. That was
gay,
gross.
Gay roles playing that. Like that guy, that one guy's slapstick from Sean Saves the World. What's that guy's name? The Will and Grace guy.
Oh,
he's kind of slapsticky.
God, I can never remember his name.
Yeah.
Will and Gay.
Mm-hmm. And there's a couple other slapstickians out there, but not very many.
No, not that are actually popular. I guess that maybe it'll take a while for that to come back around again.
You know what's coming back?
No.
Dane Cook.
No way.
Yep. Coming out of retirement.
To be a comedian again instead of a romantic comedy actor,
mm-hmm.
which I think he's burnt his... To me, you can only be in so many romantic comedies before you're not really a comedian anymore.
What's the limit?
5?
Is Hot Tub Time Machine count as one?
I don't think so.
All right.
Was there a heavy romance?
No, I've seen it, but I barely remember
Was he even in that?
I don't know. I saw he got busted for a minor drug charge the other day, though.
Dane Cook.
No, I'm talking about Craig Robinson now, sorry.
Oh, you didn't even say that name yet.
Yeah, I know. Well, I went Hot Tub Time Machine.
Okay.
So
what's he doing, smoking crack?
I don't know. I didn't look. I was like, a minor drug defense. That sucks for him.
I think he's coming to Portland.
So, you know, I figure it was, either way, minor drug offense. He's got a little coke, a little weed, you know. Yeah, fuck it.
No big deal. He's black.
A waste of money.
That, what, coke?
No, it's a waste of money if prosecuting him or charging him with the fucking crime for having a little extra money to buy some little extra party supplies for himself.
I thought you meant the coke was a waste of money.
Well, that too, but it's his money.
It is.
What do you got going on there?
Oh, I just got a shitty jack.
Ah, he's got the shitty jack.
I got a shitty jack. Because it doesn't matter how... Well, I like to take care of my charger cords.
Mm-hmm.
I got kids in the house. Those fuckers use them, and then the next thing you know, they fucking are bent, and they don't work right.
Yeah.
Fucking fuck. Fucking kids, man. I almost wish you could kill kids.
Dude, I got a little shout-out to some locals.
I like local shout-outs.
This is a Jock Talk thing, though. You got any Jock Talk music?
Oh, sure.
Junk, junk. Junk, junk.
I wish you would have asked me sooner, though. Okay. I always forget. I got to have my jock talk. Fucking.
Yeah. You got. What about any dickhead drivers of the week?
No, you know I haven't been driving a lot lately. So, luckily,
who's
I guess.
Who's gonna drive you home?
Not me. That's for sure.
No.
All right. Are we ready for jock talk?
Yeah.
Oh man, I'm fucking up left, right, and center. Okay, so this is a local shout out, and this is some jock talk.
Mm-hmm.
With Dustin Catchell.
Yeah. Hey there, Tampa Bay Buccaneers football team down in Florida. They've had 3 players so far get MRSA in the locker room.
What?
Yep.
I thought that band was broke up.
No, I don't know.
So did they have to operate or what?
I don't know. They get staff infection.
The whole staff?
Mm-hmm.
Is infected with MRSA.
Yeah.
And this has been Jock Talk. With Dustin Gatchel. All right.
Yeah.
That was excellent.
Mercy me. Who sings that?
Mercy me?
Mm-hmm.
Percy Sledge? I don't know. Who does?
I don't think that's right. Is it Smokey?
Smokey the Bear?
Smokey Robinson.
Smokey the Bear. Smokey the Bear.
That guy's got some weird hits, doesn't he? Smokey Robinson?
Yeah.
And Smokey the Bear. He probably had an album in the 70s, don't you think? He probably had a record.
He had one song.
Yeah.
And I didn't even know it until I met my wife and she sang it to me. Huffing and a puffing and a sniffing the air. Smokey the Bear. Smokey the Bear.
He was on Jon Stewart the other day.
Only you can prevent forest fires. Now, that sucks because that leaves a lot of pressure on the kids.
Well, they asked him if, Jon Stewart asked him, does it suck to be laid off from your government job that you've had for the last 40 years? And then Smokey looked at him and said, let me ask you a question. Do I shit in the woods?
Oh, damn. Good job, Smokey. You remember Woodsy the Owl?
Yeah. Dude, that used to be one of my favorite parts of the parade.
What was his deal? I can't remember.
He was the pollution guy.
Oh.
Give a hoot. Don't pollute.
That's right. Okay. I get confused there for a second. But yeah, Woodsy the Owl.
There was Gruff the Crime Dog, but I think he was a little later.
Wasn't that McGruff? McGruff.
Yeah.
He was around when Dare came out, I think, and stuff like that. Neighborhood Watch and stuff started. Mm-hmm. But Woodsy the Owl.
The Ronald McDonald little things that people would put in their neighborhood thing, that little yellow sign people would put in there, like the neighborhood house, safe house.
Yep. So bears, owls, what other kind of forest representatives did we have for safety?
Squirrel.
Who was the squirrel?
No, it was on South Park, Lemmy Winks.
What about frogs?
I like frogs.
Oh, God, it seems like there was a frog.
Kite Man. No, that's what I was talking. Remember Kite Man?
Don't fly your kite.
That's right. And what if your kite winds around a power pole?
Climb up and get it down.
No, never. Do you fly a kite in a lightning storm? Ever?
Never.
Who came first, the Woodsy the Owl or the Indian who cried when you polluted?
I think the Indian was the precursor to the hoo. Why did he give a hoot?
I don't know.
Give a hoot. Don't pollute. That was big when I was in the sixth grade, because I remember the campaign at our outdoor school at Camp Tadmore.
He was dressed up as like Robin Hood, right? Was it because he had like a green hat? Thing.
Yeah, and like a sash, something weird. I don't know.
There was it Parks and Recreation? They had some bear. They were the anti-drug bear. Maybe that was on some different show.
Could be.
Or they had somebody dressed up as a bear and they were anti-drug.
A bear? Anti-drug bear? All right, we don't want to forget. I know I mentioned that we did talk with Sean Yancey McLean on the phone.
I got something for him, too.
Go see the Trailer Park Boys movie SwearNet October 22nd at Cinema 21. That's in Portland. I don't know the address right now. I'm waiting for it to come.
Cinema 21, that's a familiar place to Portlandiers.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And like you said, you can bring beer and pizza in there. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like the hip thing up there in Portland is to be able to drink beer and eat pizza while you watch a movie
or being weird is hip there too.
Yeah, you got to keep
it's
Portland
the only
weird.
Place where, well, yeah, yeah. Even Florida can't pull off making weird being a hipster.
That's right. So I guess he did leave a little comment here, and it said swearnet.etixnow.com.
Yeah.
Is where you can go for the
tickets.
You should
be able to get there from swearnet.com, too. Yeah.
Well, he posted a live link here on our page.
But might be a special only, so.
I guess it's on my page, though. I'll share that over the TagCast page here.
How far?
Go see it. $25.
How far?
How far?
Do you think other civilizations in other worlds are ahead of us?
How far?
What if they were only...
I don't think they are ahead of us.
What if they were only like 10 years ahead of us? Like they were just...
What countries
are
you talking about?
No, I'm talking about worlds, dude. Planets. Other planets.
Oh. I don't know, dude. I don't know.
Maybe... What if
I don't know if I believe that.
What if there's some that are behind us? And that's why we don't see much alien activities, because there's other planets that need it more. Like, what if...
Well, if they can just cruise clear over to our planet in one of their spaceships and buzz around and then leave, or suck us up and fucking probe us or whatever they do, because I recently watched this movie that I'd watched before. It's called The Fourth Kind. You seen mm-hmm. that?
No.
Okay, so...
I'm familiar with it, I think. It was an older movie?
2 years.
Oh, okay.
So you're familiar with Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
Yeah, I thought this was a type of movie similar to that.
It's about aliens, but what it is it takes it to the next step. So when, see if I can remember it right. Close Encounters of the First Kind is when you see a UFO.
Uh-huh.
Close Encounters of the Second Kind is when you see something else. I can't remember. The third kind is when you actually see the aliens. And the fourth kind is when they interact with you and probe you or abduct you, take you up into there.
Or teach you.
Or, yeah, whatever they do. But so this is one of those shows that's made to look like it is a real documentary movie type thing. Mm-hmm. And so it has actors acting out. And sometimes it'll do a split screen with a poor quality VHS looking tape of the actual real person.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird. It was one of those things like Blair Witch Project where they want you to believe that it's real.
Yeah.
And I was watching it and Mike came in and he's like, oh, I've seen this. This is that true story, huh? And I was like, it's not a true story. And he goes, well, they show the actual footage of the interviews on there and stuff. And I was like, yeah, but that's not real either. It's a mockumentary. And he's like, really? He goes, because I watched it.
You could sit in a room and spin any yarn.
He's like, I was convinced that this was a real thing. And I was like, well, that's they succeeded then, and you're young, so that's awesome. But it's a decent movie, but it's weird. I don't know, man. I guess it's just because of the fact that I haven't had a first-hand experience.
You mean a third hand?
Yeah, a fourth hand. I just like no Sasquatch, no ghosts, no aliens, no God. I've never seen any of those things, and I don't know no unicorn.
Yeah.
I don't know. I want to believe.
Unicorn, you can just put one of those lollipops, you know which ones we're talking about, on a horse.
Mm-hmm.
The rainbow ones.
Yeah, but they don't seem to go in a cone shape.
No.
It would just be like a... Yeah. You could whittle it down. No, that'd fuck it up. They should make unicorn horn suckers.
Yeah.
And then the next thing you know, they'd be using them for sex toys.
They should just put them on. Why not just get headbands for horses? Turn them into unicorns.
Yep.
That's a Shark Tank idea right there.
Hey, we watched that the other night. Did you watch that?
Yeah.
Dana talked me into coming in there, and she's like, hey, come in here and watch Shark Tank with me. I was like, all right. We watched the one where that family was making those screen patches.
Oh, yeah.
And then nobody wanted to do it, and then that guy goes, I don't care about the money, but I like your guys' ambition, and it reminds me of me and you.
Mark Cuban.
Yeah, so he goes, I'll give him 30, and then the lady goes, wait.
Yeah, she wanted in.
What'd you think about those surfboard skateboards things?
Those look cool. From what I've seen on those type of shows, you know, they're like more niche products.
Yeah.
They usually make more by just making a few and selling them as a specialty item.
Yeah.
And trying to mass market it like a yellow banana skateboard.
And I've also noticed that
they look cool, though.
After you go on the show, your sales rocket.
Oh, yeah.
Because you've been on TV.
Yeah.
You know, but I thought it was pretty gutsy of that young college kid to ask for $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
I thought there's no...
What was this thing again? Do you remember?
It was a code scanner thing.
Oh, yeah. It was a Google Glasses thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like, this is already...
And then Mark Cuban's like, I'm into sensors. You're scanning. Scanning doesn't exist in a sensor world.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you even talking about? Scan a sensor? What the fuck's the difference?
Touch it with your finger? I don't know. A sensor? I don't know. So I thought
he was talking about being censored.
Ah, you can't say that on our show, yeah. Motherfucker, you little college dorm kid. Oh, man, what a day. I've been cutting a lot of firewood lately.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I don't...
Getting ready for a good old burning?
we've been burning some wood, but this is mostly going to be for next year because it's got a season. You know, I got to get it peppered up,
mm-hmm.
get some lorries, season how, salt on
how
it.
How much kindling does it take to burn a witch?
According to the Lords of Salem, quite a bit.
Yeah?
Quite a bit, yeah. You got to burn them up good. And yeah, that movie. I don't know.
I don't know either.
A faggot, that's what you use to burn a witch.
Mm-hmm.
You use a faggot.
You remember anything of the season 2 of The Wire?
Yeah, I remember some of it.
Right.
I remember most all of it. I remember D got killed.
Oh, he did, yeah.
Made
yeah.
it to look like a suicide.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Now, I got interrupted during the last episode, now that I'm thinking about it. And Farmer John Tapenose came over about halfway through. Now, I don't know if you recall, but in that last episode, they showed a lot of pictures of naked dead guys with their penises out.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, it seemed like every time he looked at the TV, there was a bunch of naked dead.
So he was asking you what you were watching.
Exactly. So I turned it off. It was mm-hmm. distracting him. We were trying to smoke some weed and have a conversation, and he's like, what is that? Lucky he didn't walk in during Lords of Salem when those fucking 15 fat, naked witches that were about 50 were walking towards you in a hallway, all with their big bellies and their big titties hanging out, big bushes peeking out from underneath their big bellies. There was some weird vision and visionary stuff. Not visionary. Visually. I don't even know how to speak, but... Didn't like that movie very much.
That case came down hard, though, after old Ziggy. Moided that one, dude.
Yeah, he went crazy, dude. That really surprised me when that happened.
Yeah, yeah. Just went off the rails.
Yep. He wasn't going to take it from that Greek son of a bitch.
Dude, yeah.
Who does he think he is?
I don't know, dude. But, yeah, he's serving time now.
Yeah, yeah. And then, they got Sobotka.
Oh, yeah.
And he's under the thumb, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think about what else happened, though, because I didn't really...
Well, he's more than under the thumb.
He's trying to get reelected, or he was. People are pissed at him. He's dead.
Yeah.
That's right. They just took him out of the water. Mm-hmm. That's right.
And then the other guy who was running against him resigned from running.
Yeah.
So now a dead man's the only one they can elect.
You can't
elect
a dead man.
So it looks like the union's going to be shut down by the government.
Hey, but the government's shut down. Oh, wait, this was back in the day. Okay.
Yeah. Huh. I read an interesting thing that that the pilot wasn't shot that long after 9/11. One of the things was that they had kind of predicted, because it was before it was happened, but they kind of wrote it into one of the first couple episodes, is how they shifted money from the drug war into the war on terror, you know, by doing a lot more, where the show began to focus on that, where the money was being diverted, so they had to kind of get this crew up to go on the murders and the drug trade, because not as much cashola.
Huh.
Running through.
It's definitely interesting, and I kind of like the way it takes on a different light each season. I don't know if it's going to, but that's what it seems like. Kind of like American Horror Story.
Mm-hmm.
I've been encouraged to start watching the new season of that, which has only had one episode called Coven. I mean, the episode wasn't called Coven, but the new series.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I haven't watched season 2, and they said, you don't have to because they're all so different.
Well, like, how do they know they haven't watched season 3?
Well, they watched one episode. They just think of the premise that it was based as season 1 was a complete kind of different entity. They were connected a little bit.
Yeah. You got to watch each of them a couple times, I think, to even like catch everything.
That's what I thought.
So much. But I watched first episode of Coven and I was kind of lackluster. Man, I don't know. Kathy Bates all smearing blood on her face.
Oh, and I read something that was supposed to be based on something that actually happened to her in real life.
Yeah, she was in Misery.
Ohio. Hey, and since it's Wednesday, then you know what that means, that a Walking Dead premiere has happened too, but I haven't watched it yet, so.
Scott Aukerman fucking stole my joke.
Did he?
I'm not going to say he stole it, because I'm
parallel writing.
Yeah.
Parallel writing. Yeah. Which one?
He said something about Mark Knopfler and Dire Straits.
Oh, man, that shit writes itself, though, you know.
Yeah.
I can't believe someone hasn't said Bruce Springsteen is the boss.
You know who's been strung out all lately? Laundry.
Ah, strung up.
Yep.
Ah! That's what I heard. Cattle. We haven't had a crazy Swede story for a while. I got one here from Gothenburg.
All right. I got a dull story from Scotland.
A dull story?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, this one isn't dull, but it's not super crazy. It's right. Kind of something that maybe the drunk drivers around here might want to take notice of.
All right.
A Swedish man accused of drunken driving was cleared by an appeals court after arguing that he had been in the midst of a sleepwalking episode.
That's rough.
Sleep. Driving, I think it would be more.
You gotta lock up your keys if that's happening.
Are you on Ambien there, Mr. Gothenburg? The appeals court ruled in favor of throwing out the charges against the man who was stopped near his home while driving his truck. He told police he had been sleepwalking until he was stopped. And the man was arrested on a charge of aggravated drunken driving when his blood alcohol content was found to be well over the legal limit, and he faced up to 2 years in jail. However,
he's been blackout drunk then, right?
Yeah, the court overturned the district's court ruling after hearing from the man. His brother and girlfriend also testified that he is prone to sleepwalking episodes. It can, of course, be questioned whether it is even possible to be asleep while driving a truck in the circumstances which he claims to have done. But the court said that they concluded the man's claims were not outside of a reasonable doubt. And that's kind of weird, you know, like, I don't know. That blows me away that they would actually overturn the charges, because even if he was sleepwalking, he was, I don't know, you get all wasted and go home and passed out and then you just wake up and go driving.
Yeah. Well, if he's over the legal limit at that time, though, he's still in blackout mode, it would seem like, unless he's known to be a sleepwalker.
So I think, I guess maybe it was because of the fact that he wasn't intentionally drunk driving. Like, I went home and crashed on my couch. What the fuck am I doing in my truck?
Yeah, why don't you just close your eyes if you get pulled over then when you're drunk driving?
You got to pull the keys out of the ignition, because if the keys are in the ignition, then you still get ticket.
No, but the guy who's getting off because he wasn't intentionally drunk driving, right?
Right.
Hmm.
Fuck that, man. Hey, I encourage anybody who does get pulled over for DUI to just try that.
Yeah.
So when they walk up at the door and they say, "Could I see your license and registration?" Just go. My grandma. Or whatever. And they say, "Sir, are you on drugs?" Whoa. "What are you doing in my bedroom? Why am I in my truck? What the fuck's going on around here, man?" So I just step out of the car, please. What?
I got this boring and dull story for you.
From Scotland?
Well, no, it's from Oregon. Oh, wait, it's from Scotland.
Boring Oregon?
Boring Oregon, yeah, is becoming sister city with dull Scotland.
Dull.
Dull. There's only 87 people over there.
That's the name of the town, Dull?
Mm-hmm.
Not Dull.
Yeah, they...
Like Bob Dole?
No, it's Dull.
Like a knife.
Like boring.
Okay. Oh, boring. I gotcha. Mm-hmm. Okay. Boring.
And that's the thing with the sister ship. Now they can officially sell merchandise that say, like, boring and dull.
Wouldn't it be dull and boring, though?
I can do either or.
But how often do you hear boring and dull as opposed to dull and boring? And I don't know why.
I didn't
make up the rules. But that's just
you could hear it both ways if you were reading Dr. Seuss.
It's dull and boring and boring and dull.
Mm-hmm.
And this whole conversation is null. That's a bunch of bull.
I heard of a story of a guy who, he died. And then, 8 years later, his wife wanted the Social Security to help with the kids. And so...
Is this guy's name Donald Eugene Miller?
I don't know.
Okay.
And so she had his death certificate, because after 3 years, you know, you're legally dead or whatever, right? Nope. He shows up after 20 years.
Yeah, and they can't turn it over?
Yeah, they can't overturn it.
That's
because
so weird,
because
I was just going to read that story, right?
He's dead.
And you started talking before I got a chance to.
Oh.
And you did the same story.
All right, he's dead.
That's from Fostoria, Ohio.
No, he's dead.
He's 61.
Is his name Donald Miller by chance?
Yes. Yeah. They declared Donald Eugene Miller dead in 94, mm-hmm. 8 years after he vanished from his rental home in Arcadia. And he now lives in Fostoria, said his disappearance was due to his alcoholism and losing his job. His paycheck was being taken away from him, and he had nothing left.
Well, he was going deadbeat.
So he goes, I just kind of took off and ended up in different places.
Yeah.
And then when he returned in 2005 and learned that his parents had declared him dead, his ex-wife, Robin Miller, said she owed about $26,000 in overdue child support, or he owed her that much, and requested that he be declared dead so she could get his Social Security payments. Now, the judge says that it has been too long,
yeah,
and that he cannot overturn the death ruling.
Doesn't that seem silly, though? Like, maybe you should amend the law, then.
Yeah, we've got because the obvious guy, here. A man sitting in our courtroom, and he appears mm-hmm. to be in good health.
Yep, and so, you know, make him pay for the back, all the payments that were whatevered, right? But you can't work, really, without a Social Security card and being taxed.
All the judge could say is, I don't know where that leaves you, but you're still deceased as far as the law is concerned.
So he could go, what happens if he goes and kills somebody?
He can't be tried. He's dead. Aha, there you go. Good job. Hey, what's your name again? Donald Miller? Go kill some people. I'd start with that judge.
You know, a Massachusetts couple were charged with manslaughter after they killed their 5-month-old daughter by giving it a bottle of formula that somebody apparently had washed a used heroin needle or something in there, at least that's what they're saying.
Man.
So it had some heroin in there, and then the baby got some, and then not so more baby.
That's pretty sad.
It is. Another one was Adrian Peterson. Oh, here's some jock talk.
Okay.
Adrian Peterson, man, his 2-year-old boy was beaten to death by its mom's husband. Stepdad.
Yeah.
Assaulted to death.
Fuck that, man. Old. Why do people do shit like that?
People's crazy, man.
I don't understand it. Yeah. Dude. It's fucking weird shit.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I just said earlier on the show that I wish you could kill kids, but I was just kind of kidding.
Here's a cooking tip. Don't eat kids.
Cooking tip. Cooking tip. Getch has a really good cooking tip. Cooking. You got one?
Yeah, don't eat kids.
Oh, why not? Albert Fish says otherwise.
He's Albert Fish.
He was an old serial killer that used to eat little kids.
Huh.
He liked to eat little kids.
Hmm. Did macabre sing about him?
Yes, they did.
Is that the lyric?
No. Nope. Albert was worse than any fish in the sea. He ate little children because he thought they were tasty. And you have to say tasty instead of tasty, which is just funny. Yeah. Albert was worse than any fish in the sea. He ate small children because he thought they were tasty.
Was he a boaterman or something?
No, his name was Albert Fish.
Oh, okay.
Albert Fish. He was worse than any fish in the sea.
Hmm.
Feasted on small children because he thought they were tasty. We were talking about having a lot of rock shirts.
Mm-hmm.
And Phil
seems
said
like those
he,
would be heavy.
Phil says he has 5 macabre shirts alone.
Wow.
That's a lot of macabre shirts.
How many of them are macrame? Because if you got a macrame macabre shirt.
Macabre macrame. Macrame macabre.
Did you know 20 years ago this century? No, 20 years ago was the series premiere of a show by the name of the X-Filets. Remember that show?
Yeah.
X-Filets?
I do, Scully.
Yeah, they're going to do a third movie. Do you think they should? Did you ever watch the show?
I watched it a bit. Not religiously, but...
I saw a couple episodes I remember once.
I used to kind of
like
them.
Not at the same time. There are different times I watched them.
I kind of liked them, I think.
Yeah. I don't think I watched much sci-fi back in that day.
No. But it was a new, kind of an exciting show.
But they got married in the last movie I heard. Or maybe they didn't.
Mulder and Scully?
I think one of them thinks they got married and the other one doesn't think so.
That's scary.
How's that work?
I don't know.
Yeah, they were together for a while.
Birthday!
We've got lots of birthdays.
Birthday!
Obviously, it's not Thomas Dolby's birthday. Oh, man. Excuse me while I catch my breath. Dude,
happy birthday to the X-Files.
This video that I always watch when I play this song is so funny.
Happy birthday to Dave's been confused.
Is it their birthday today?
I don't know, 20 years, somewhere around there.
Huh. Well, that song's already over because I faded out because I fucked up my shit. But anyway, it is celebrity birthday time. And friends, mm-hmm. We have some friends with some birthdays today from one of the first, not first, but one of the early 70s, not early 70s, fuck, can I even speak? One of the early models in the 70s to be made famous by, like, posters of her in bikinis and stuff. Hot blonde chick, Suzanne Summers.
Oh,
also,
yeah.
Three's Company, American Graffiti. She was the girl mm-hmm. in the back of the Thunderbird.
Mm-hmm. Later replaced by Samantha Fox on Doors Across America.
That's right. And I wonder, what she's been having like an infomercial like for the last 10 years or something, but I can't recall what it's about.
30. That was way before Dazed and Confused came out and she was on there.
Was it about some bra or something, or was it a weight loss thing?
No,
or?
That was the Thighmaster.
Suzanne Summers of the Thighmaster.
I watched a guy, you ever watch that Red Green show, that Canadian show?
No.
It was like two hillbillies, but one of them was always doing a handyman's corner. And he would make stuff with duct tape was the magic thing. And he took a car and took a ladder, like a folding ladder, and knocked it off the hinges and tied a bucket to one end and the other to the front of the car and used a Thighmaster to, like, as the hinge on the ladder to make he turned it was like an old boat of a car. He turned it into what do you call it, that shovel? A machine?
A shovel machine?
Yeah, like a tractor.
Oh, okay.
Like a shoveler? With the big arm, because it had the big arm, and he had...
Oh, okay.
He had duct taped all these wires from all the different things, like swinging the little bucket on there.
Uh-huh.
And the arm, and they were all run on pulleys to where when he pushed the button to roll down the window, it would, like, lift... And the other window was, like, moving the other piece.
What the fuck?
It was pretty... And the sunroof did another thing. It
That's
was goofy
awesome.
As fuck. Yeah.
Sounds pretty cool.
So happy birthday to...
Yeah, Suzanne Summers, 67 today. I'm not even going to let you guess. Dude. I think I'd still want to see her naked one time.
Now she's been using that Thighmaster.
She's probably got some tight labia muscles.
Mm-hmm.
Those are
she
thing.
Pays for them, I'm sure, if she doesn't.
Also, birthday today, I liked him in a lot of his movies. My two favorites, I think, is Shawshank Redemption and Tenacious D, The Pick of Destiny.
Oh, you're talking about Tim Robbins.
He had a bad leg in that movie of Tenacious D. Yeah, Tim Robbins, birthday today. Well-versed actor. He's been in all kinds of different stuff.
I'll say one. Have you seen the Hudsucker Proxy?
I think I saw it when it came out, but I don't recall it because that
Coen
was a
Brothers
long time.
Movie. Paul Newman was in it where they made the hula hoop. They kind of made fun of him because he just drew a circle on a piece of paper and said, here's a toy, and they just looked at it. And then it just sold like hotcakes.
I just always thought that was a fun movie title to say.
Hudsucker Proxy. Yeah, it's a weird Coen flick.
Yep. So what's your guess on Tim Robbins' age? You know he's younger.
52.
That's a pretty good guess. 57. And Bob Mould today.
He gets kinky with Susan Sarandon.
Oh, yeah. In that one movie I watched with him and her.
Bull Durham?
Is that it?
No.
No, I didn't think so. But I remember that movie. Can't remember the name. But, you know, Bob Mould from Husker Du?
Yeah, and Sugar.
Sugar. 53 today, Bob Mould.
Oh, nice. Minneapolis. Great.
And also... I can't remember his real name, so we'll just call him Flea.
Fleasif.
It's Michael Bazaz, something that starts with a B and has a Z in it.
Hmm.
Balzac or something weird. Michael Balzac, 49 today.
Ooh.
And then today also, being it's Wednesday, October 16th, Jimmy Littlefield and Travis Dahman, both from the band Body Bag, share a birthday today. Different ages, though. 42 and 45.
What do you think of those last four people you just mentioned in a band together?
That would be pretty awesome.
I forgot two of the people already.
Bob Mould on the guitar.
That's right. Okay.
And then Flea on the bass, Jimmy Littlefield on the drums, and Travis Dahman on the other guitar.
Yeah.
It'd be a death metal, funk, bass slapping alternative. Hey, if you guys are all listening, you should start that band, by the way. Mm-hmm. No, speaking of Jimmy Littlefield, don't know if he listens, probably doesn't, because he doesn't have time for that shit. But he is the singer for the Faith No More tribute band from Portland called Midlife Crisis. He also is the drummer for Live Undead, which is a Slayer tribute band. Now, I always knew Jimmy as a guitarist and singer and drummer for death metal bands. Had no idea he could sing almost just like Mike Patton. Very good. Really? Very good. I've been watching a couple short videos. He's good. I was surprised. Way to go, Jimmy. Fucking fat bastard. And it's National Dictionary Day.
Oh!
So if you don't know a word, look it up in the dictionary.
Is it really necessary to shine your dick?
Diction.
Airy.
Dick gets shunned if it's hairy. That's what happens. You got to shave your shit.
Not in the Amish community. They don't shave nothing.
They don't?
I don't think so. I don't even think they cut their hair.
What? Well, not their facial hair. Well, they shave their mustache hair.
No, Amish bearded men, they start their beard when they get married.
Yeah, but they shave their mustache.
Yeah.
And that's fucking weak. Hmm.
Yeah.
I've been teaching my little godson to use the term weak when something's not good. I was like, that's weak. And he's like, weak? I go, you know, like, if you're not strong, you're weak? He's like, yeah, weak. I go, well, when something's not good, you say, that's weak. So we'll see if he says that to his mom or someone and see if they like it or not. He's on a classic rock kick this week so far. I'll give you one hint to the band that he's listening to today. It's a 70s classic rock band, and this would probably give it away, but they don't cost anything.
No, free.
Oh, yeah, he's free. And that's a former, or before Bad Company, Paul Rogers singer, Fire and Water. Great album. I have that record that my dad used to have, and that is a great record. I forgot.
That doesn't remind me of the Go ahead, you forgot what?
I forgot to say what I was listening to on Monday's show, but I can't even remember. But go ahead, what were you saying?
Free reminds me not of the band Free, though. It reminds me of boop, 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 doop, boo.
What's that?
Boop, boop. Free.
Oh, yeah. I think the Foo Fighters did a cover of that.
What?
Actually really cool, yeah. I was surprised. They have an album called Medium Rare. It's all covers. They do covers from bands like Thin Lizzy, Bob Mould.
Tonight we're going as Jailbreak.
No, they do one that I'd never really heard before. They do.
I don't mind
cool
Jailbreak as far as a radio hit for them, though.
I used to rock that at karaoke like a fucking banshee. But I'm trying to think
That'd go well over a prison karaoke, I bet.
Oh, my CD player had prison karaoke. My CD player had a Venomous Concept CD called the second one that came out. I can't remember the name of it right now, but it's got a weird cartoony bunny on the front of it. And God, what is the name of that thing? I don't know, but it's pretty good. And I turned my stepson Mike onto it, and he's like, man, these guys are pretty grindy. Pretty good. Pretty fast. Pretty awesome. So check those guys out. Venomous Concept. Hans is listening to Free. What's up with that? What's up with that? What's up with
that? What was their big song?
Free?
Yeah.
All right now. Yeah, okay. And Fire and Water was pretty big, too.
Yeah, it'd probably be hard for me to differentiate between those guys and his other band.
Bad Company?
Yeah.
That's a little different.
Yeah, but I mean, if you just listen to hear it on the radio in passing, you'd probably think, oh, that's Paul Rogers.
Yeah. Is this
that
Queen?
That just sounds like
hey,
earlier.
Is this Queen or The Firm? I can't tell.
Oh.
Hey, so before I forget, I'm going to kind of try to keep this show under an hour and 15 because I got a time limit today because I got to pick up the child. But we wanted to remind you guys that we do still have the hotline. We've been getting a couple calls from a couple people. And we got a call this week from someone that we were very surprised to hear from. If you want to call the hotline, it's 541-791-6824. Listen to our rap song, and it will remind you of that. Maybe we'll play that someday coming up. But check out this phone call we got on the...
Hey, that's a weird thing you got going there. Tagcast podcaster. This is a Terry and Gats comedy show. This is Bill Clinton. I'm calling from Little Rock. I just wanted to let you boys know that I'd enjoy your show. The comedy is the only thing that's keeping me going. And every time Hillary catches me listening to the show, she fucking freaks out. Hillary's crazy. Don't vote for Hillary Clinton in 2016. If you do, we're both going to have just as much troubles as I'm having right now. But keep up the good work, boys, at the Terry and Gats Comedy Show. I really enjoy it down here in Little Rock. And, yeah. Thanks, guys. Don't vote for Hillary. We'll talk to you again. Later, boys.
Okay, Bill Clinton calling in.
All right, Bill, big fan.
Don't vote for Hillary, because apparently we'll all be in a world of hurt.
Yeah.
Wow. That's our biggest fucking star ever.
Yeah. He's a poisoned apple.
He still gets $170,000 a year for being the former president.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fuck, that's
all
bullshit.
All former presidents do. That's why they should die afterwards.
That's such bullshit, dude. Could you just say, okay, I don't know. I can't even fathom having to have $170,000 within a 12-month period to spend.
Mm-hmm.
So couldn't you just, like, take half from all the former presidents and, like, that'd be a pretty good, let's see, 90,000. There's probably 10 former presidents still living. Maybe, no.
No.
No?
No, got, there's, like, four,
Bush,
five.
Clinton.
Uh-huh.
Carter.
Uh-huh.
Ford.
Uh-uh.
Ford died?
I think so.
So
one, either him or Carter died.
Reagan. Carter's still alive.
Yeah, and you got both George Bushes.
LBJ still alive.
No. You got Al Gore.
He was never a president, though.
You were looking for Poisoned Apple.
I was. That's a good fucking record.
They got a new album coming out this year.
Really? I wonder if Brutal Truth's going to put out a new album, too, because they've been playing as well and doing shows, touring around.
That was almost a year ago, that article was.
Oh. Poisoned Apple? After Poisoned Apple, they said they were having another one a year ago?
Yeah, last October it said they're working on a third one.
Well, it never came out yet, I don't believe. Yeah, they got a lot of other projects, you know. He's doing that primate thing, too. They're doing a tour right now. Draw Back a Stump.
Hmm.
It's good stuff. All right, well, I think we've covered
everything.
Yeah,
they haven't done that.
But
I got one more thing.
Give it to me!
The new Carcass album got a 9 on this site I'm looking at.
Dude, it's pretty good. It's not bad. Half of it. It's half good and half pretty good.
The Sepultura got an 8.
Now, they have a new one?
Wait, am I thinking of the other band that's kind of like them?
Who, the new Metal White Stripes?
No.
Soulfly?
No. They did have a new one out, too.
Sepultura could have a new one.
No, I got to look at it
They
again.
Should. That's okay. And if they do, maybe we're going to listen to a little bit of it, because I'm curious to hear what Sepultura is doing, whether or not they're cavalierless or not. They still got no original members, but... Well, I guess Paolo, the bass player, is an original member as well still, but whatever. They're no Motley Crue.
They're no Motley Crue. Sepultura.
Yeah.
The mediator between head and hand must be the heart. That's the name of the album.
That's a long fucking album title.
Mm-hmm. There's songs such as The Vatican.
The Vatican. They have a lead singer who is African-American, and he's American. But he's an African.
Before you get caught up trying to decipher the sprawling title of their 13th album, it is inspired by dystopian themes conveyed in the 1927 silent film classic Metropolis.
Whoa! So if you buy this record, you better be ready to go watch that movie.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've never heard of it. So maybe...
What? It's a classic. I've
probably
seen it.
Okay, well, I've heard the word Metropolis.
Yeah.
I don't know if I knew it was a movie, and I have not seen it, but I'm going to do some digging over the next day and a half.
I have it.
And I'm going to try to find the new Sepultura song to share with you. Because I like those guys. I went and saw them for free a year or so ago. they weren't terrible, but they weren't really Sepultura.
They were so Sepultura.
They were so Sepultura. And if you know what that means they're dead to me. I've heard a funny thing, and I made a joke, and it's probably already a joke, but it's kind of dark. I was going to say, hey, did you hear that Lars Ulrich died? Well, he's dead to me. I could use that for anybody. Just read the crowd and who they like. All right. Have a good hump day, guys.
Yeah, rock on.
And Lars Ulrich is dead. Metal.
Go to a show, because I've got plugs. I got plugs. I got plugs.
October 19th is the plug. Chris Cornell is going to be in Eugene.
What?
At the Shed Institute. That's Saturday night. It's a high-profile, ritzy place. I don't even know how big it is, but it's a pretty cool place from what I've heard. I've seen pictures, never been there. That's Chris Cornell, October 19th. Also, October 19th, Sick Man Bikini and Slow Motion Pornography at the Dixie Creek Saloon. October 20th, it's the very last down and dirty, dark showcase of comedy at the Ash Street Saloon. Poor turnouts, I believe, are bringing that to an end. This week will feature Boomer, Big Jim Willick, Andy Main, and Dan Weber, among some other funny comedians that will be up there. That's a free show, or you can give a $5 donation at the door if you feel so inclined. Don't forget, October 22nd, it's a Tuesday, up at the Cinema 21 Theaters in Portland. It's the premiere of the new SwearNet movie with the Trailer Park Boys. We'll be there doing a Q&A before the show and watching the movie with you if you like to go to that kind of thing. It's $25. Do it. That's right. Also, November 5th, it's Rob Zombie and Korn up in Yakima, Washington. There must be some kind of a convention center up there of some sort. But you should go see that if you like Korn and Rob Zombie. I will not be at that show. November 9th, it's the 8th Annual Northwest Women's Comedy Festival in Springfield. Well, it's actually in Eugene this year, but it's at the Wildest Theater down there. 15 funny ladies from Oregon and probably Washington too will be telling jokes. November 13th through 17th. Four nights in a row at Harvey's Comedy Club. It's Tyler Bowe. I don't know if you're familiar with him, but he used to live up in Portland. And he's coming back. He lives in California now. He's got his own Pandora station. That's how popular he is. Oh, my God. November 26th, it's Morbid Angel at the Hawthorne Theater with World of Lies and Seasons of Suffering open the show. Two local bands from Oregon getting to open the show for Morbid Angel. And they will be performing their Covenant album from 1994 in its entirety as a almost 20-year. Maybe it came out in 93, I guess, because they're touting it as the 20th anniversary of that album. So they'll take a short break. They'll come back and they'll play some more hits after that. So go see Morbid Angel. It's on a Thursday night, like I said, the 26th of November. November 29th at the Analog Cafe. It's Nether Regions with Lord Dying and Ancients. I believe it's a Lord Dying CD release show of some sort. Not positive, but that's what I heard. Also that night, Pearl Jam at the Rose Garden. Don't go to that. Who wants to go to the show at the Rose Garden? Why did I even mention it? I don't know. Here's a cool show to go to. It's way down the line. You got plenty of time to save money for it. It's in Portland, Hawthorne Theater, DRI coming back to Portland, January 17th. World of Lies will be direct support for those guys. So good things happening for World of Lies. They've opened for the likes of Nile, Cannibal Corpse, Napalm Death, Morbid Angels coming up. Good job, boys. There's lots of other stuff going on. What did I forget? Oh, October 26th. It's Bleepin' Funny. That's my show. I'll be telling jokes there at Sam Bond's Garage, along with some other funny people. I believe Seth Milstein will be headlining that show. And then we're going to head down to Bonnaroo Tattoo after that the same night and do their one-year anniversary party. That starts at 8 o'clock. And then later that night, a triple dip of comedy at the Granary Pizza and Nightclub on 5th there in Eugene. Seth Milstein will be bringing down a couple of comedians from Portland and I believe some Eugene comics as well. I'm going to try to sneak in a guest set there. I don't know if I told him that yet or not. Thanks for listening to the plugs, you guys. Thanks for listening to the Terry and Gatch Comedy Show. Listen again after you get back from going to all those shows. All right. Peace out, bitches.